Now it's time to return to our ongoing Look at Linux series, a series that has been going since Program 1 of Main Menu back in April of this year. It's hosted by Matt Campbell, a highly respected and very well-versed Linux user, and he's been looking over the last few weeks at installing and configuring Debian Linux, and we conclude that feature today.
Debian configuration, Debian system configuration. There are two ways to install additional software onto your Debian system. You can either select from predefined collections of applications simple or select them one by one advanced. How do you want to choose additional software to install? Simple. Advanced. Okay, cancel.
We're going to choose, or at least I'm going to choose the simple method, because as the name implies, it's simpler. The downside of using this method is that there are several packages in Debian which are considered standard for a Linux system. These include various development and networking packages and just some general utilities, like, for example, the LESS utility that we used several weeks ago to look through and search through a text file. And it would be nice if there was a convenient way to install these standard packages without going the advanced route. Actually, there is. You just need to do it from the command line using special command line option, which I may get back to later. But it would be nice if that was part of the installer. So anyway, I will go on and select groups of packages using the simple method. And what it's going to do is present several package groups, or tasks, as they are called, and each one will have a checkbox next to it, which I can turn on and off with the space key. And there are several more of these than can fit on one screen, so I'll have to scroll. And when I get down to the bottom one and press the down arrow, it'll go back to the top. And so that's how we'll know when we're done. Just explaining a bit of what we're getting into before we go there. So now I'll press enter.
0% working, 0% FTP.
It's running apt again, and I'm not sure why. This shouldn't take long. I'll press the 8 key in the keypad now to read the current line.
CDEP development NC.
I want to turn this on because I'm a programmer, and it's probably a good idea to turn this on anyway because at some point you are likely to need to compile a program from the source code. And so it's nice to have the compiler and the accompanying libraries installed so that you can do that. So now I'll press spacebar.
Space.
And check whether it's checked or not with the 5 key on the keypad.
Left bracket, star right bracket.
Alright. Now, I'll press the down arrow and then the 8 key on the keypad to read the next one.
CDEP development NC.
Okay, that sounds like the first line, but it really isn't. And we'll see that as we go across the line with the 6th key.
C. Dev. Development. In. C.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, it sounds like this one is really the C development one, and the last one was C++, which we can verify by going up to the previous line with the 7th key.
C. Dev. Development. In. C.
And now I'll go across that line with 60.
C++.
Okay. It's somewhat confusing when you read through this stuff with the punctuation level set to sum. Anyway, I'll turn this one on too by pressing the space key.
Space.
It happens that I will want both the C and C++ development tools because I do some C++ programming.
Chinese simplified Chinese environment.
No way. I don't know of any synthesizers that could speak Chinese anyway. And I know the Devil Talk would keep trying to speak English.
Chinese tea tradition. Database PG Postgres database.
Nah, I don't need any database stuff.
Debian package development.
I do want this, because I maintain a Debian package for TR Player, the text mode real media player that we, that I demonstrated several weeks ago.
Chase.
I selected that one, and now I'll move on to the next one.
Debugging of C, Objective-C and Thread.
I'll install that if I need it.
Common development in various languages.
I'll turn this one on.
Chase. Dial up utilities.
No.
Dial up utilities. DNS server.
No, I'm not running any servers. This is just a home workstation.
Fortran development environment. Games a selection of games. German speaking environment. No maps, locations and utilities. No desktop, no basic desktop. No games. No network applications.
This is all for the GNOME desktop environment, which is, of course, a GUI, and we don't want any of this stuff. Unless you share the computer with a sighted person who probably will want to use a GUI.
In-app server. Japanese speaking environment. Laptop a selection of tools for laptop users.
I do want this one.
Face. GUI help new user documentation. Boost server. Object development in Objective-C.
No, I don't need that.
Parallel computing depth packages for development of parallel compute. Parallel computing node libraries for parallel computing application.
Obviously, some of these descriptions are being cut off.
Polish speaking environment. Python script development environment.
I will turn on this one. No, wait, I think there's one further down that includes even more packages. No, I'll turn on this one and install more stuff later if I need it.
Face. Python bundle distribution of Python. Python Dev will Python development environment. Python web application development environment. Sampa SMB server. Science basic tools for scientific work. SGML and XML authoring and editing.
I might take a look at some of those later, but not now.
SGML and XML development environment. Spanish environment. TCLTK running TCL/TK applications.
The stuff I need from this one will be installed automatically when it's needed for other packages like EmacsSpeak. That's the nice thing about DPKT and apps.
TCLTK dev developing text/latex environment.
I am going to install this one.
Face. X Window System complete.
No, obviously I'm not installing this one.
X Window System Core components. C-Dev development in C.
And we're back at the top. Now to get out of this, I press the Q key, and it'll start downloading packages. And aside from the tasks that we've selected, it'll download and install some other packages, which are considered especially important for a Linux system.
Erase is delete. Kill is control UU. Interrupt is control CC. Reading package lists. 0% reading package lists. 100% read.
Okay. Now I'm going to press the 8 key on the keypad to see where we are.
Do you want to continue? Why slash it?
Now, if we go up a line, we'll see how much it wants to download and install.
Need to get 57.7 MB of large ice. After unpacking, 150 MB will be used.
Sounds like a lot, but it'll download pretty quickly over this cable connection. And it asks if I want to continue. So I will type in Y and press Enter.
Y. 0% working, 0% logging in.
Download has begun, and I will pause the tape here and come back when we get to the next part that I need to explain. Okay, now the download is done and packages are being installed. And of course I've stopped the speech since I don't want to listen through all of the file names and version numbers and such. At a few points along the way, though, we will be asked some questions, and when those times come, I'll explain what we should do. I'm going to go ahead and pause again as more packages are being installed, and come back to the next part that needs explaining. The hard drive is stopped, so now I will read the current line with the 8 key on the keypad.
Transmitter.
Obviously, there's a message there that it's wanting us to read, so I'm going to go up, move the reading cursor up the screen with the 7 key.
Can be ignored as 050 by our number. I can do so. Setting up things on 3.1210.
Okay, this is... It's setting up the mail... The mail server, basically. That is installed by default in Debian. And so now, I will... keep going down with the 9 key on the keypad to... read what it has to say.
I can do some automatic configuration of your mail system by asking you a number of questions. Later you may have to confirm that slash or correct your answers. In any case, comprehensive information on configuring exam is in the exam doc package and in slash user slash doc slash exam slash save dot txt. Press return.
Okay.
You must choose one of the options below. One internet site mail is sent and received directly using SMTP. If your needs don't fit neatly into any category, you probably want to start with this one and then edit the config file by hand. Two internet site using SmartDOS. You receive internet mail on this machine, either directly by SMTP or by running a utility such as FetchMail. Outgoing mail is sent using a SmartDOS. Optionally with addresses rewritten. This is probably what you want for a dial-up system. Free satellite system. All mail is sent to another machine, called a smart post for delivery. Root and postmaster mail is delivered according to slash x slash aliases. No mail is received locally. For local delivery only, you are not on the network. Mail for local users is delivered. Find no configuration. No configuration will be done now your mail system will be broken and should not be used. You must then do the configuration yourself later or run this script. Slash user slash spin slash exam config as root. Look in slash user slash air slash doc slash exam slash example dot conf dot gz select a number from 1 to 5 from the list above. Enter value default 1, next to restart.
I think the simplest way to go here is to choose number 4, local delivery only, and then use the Pine email program, which can deliver mail directly to your internet service provider. I think this is the way that a desktop email program should work. So, I'm going to choose number 4.
4. Names are Matt Kemp, local host. Mail for the postmaster and root accounts is usually redirected to one or more user accounts of the actual system administrators. By default, I'll set things up so that mail forward postmaster and forward area system accounts is redirected to root, and mail forward root is redirected to a real user. This can be changed by editing /x/aliases. Note that postmaster mail should usually be read on the system it is directed to, rather than being forwarded elsewhere, so at least one of the users you choose should not redirect their mail off this machine. Which user accounts should system administrator mail go to? Enter one or four usernames separated by spaces or commas. Enter none if you want to leave this mail in root's mailbox, and B, this is strongly discouraged. Also, note that usernames should be lowercase. Enter value X to restart.
I'm going to enter my username here.
The following configuration has been entered. Mail generated on this system will have MATCAMP used as the domain part after the add-in the from field at similar places. The following domains will be recognized as referring to this system. MATCAMP, local post mail for postmaster, root, etc., will be sent to MATCAMP bell. Local mail is delivered. Is this okay? Hit return or type Y to confirm it and install, or N to make changes, in which case we'll go around again, giving you your previous answers as defaults. Y/N.
I'll type in Y and press enter.
Y. Configuration installed. Setting up at 3.
And now it goes on to set up more packages. So I'll pause once again and come back when we get to the next part that needs explanation. Okay, now we're in another configuration utility. I'll read the current line with the 8 key.
Default paper name. Letter.
Apparently this has something to do with printer configuration. I'll go up the screen to the 7 key to see what this is all about.
Blank. Archives of teach. 8 and B0. Statement photo for totem. 8 3 A4 letter. Blank. Not be known by library. Programs. Library 550 papers that are. The default up. Blank. Setting up LibPaper 1.0.313. Blank. The default, also known as system paper, can be chosen from any known papers that are currently recognized by programs using the LibPaper. Library with LibPaper. Paper names are case insensitive if you use programs that use the system paper size but do not rely on the LibPaper. Library. This may not be true, and some of the papers listed below may not be known by these programs. Blank. A3A4 letter note. Default paper name. Letter.
Okay. This will work. The default paper name. So I'll just press enter.
Setting up scallop 1.1.
And it's setting up more packages. Sounds like the hard drive is stopped. I'm going to check what's going on once again.
Blank. Setting up system phase 1.0.
Check what's going on once again.
Do you want to erase the downloaded dev files? Y/N.
Yes, I do want to erase the downloaded stuff. These are the compressed package files, and it's a good idea to erase them once the actual packages are installed on the system.
Y. Press enter to continue. /Linux 2.2 MATCAMP Taiwan MATCAMP login.
Obviously, speak up left off the D in Debian. But now we're at a login prompt, and the initial installation is complete. That concludes this week's Look at Linux. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments, feel free to email me at matt@atbradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
The time has come once again for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, this is Jonathan Mosen inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Main Menu.